We are talking about the dentist again. I did a video for you a few days ago, and I couldn't believe that that video got like, we're going on 11,000, 12,000 views, because this is a topic that is so important to you. And I want to thank you for all of your stories that you've shared with me. And that's what we're going to be looking at tonight. In fact, I want to share a funny story with you. Well, it's funny now. It wasn't funny at the time. I've got this funny story, and then I've got a not so funny story to share with you about two dentist experiences that I had. A number of you have told me that your dentists have retired, especially over the last several years. And I also want to set the record straight with a couple of comments that I made in a previous video. So we're going to talk about all of that this evening. Let me know in a comment, do you go to a dentist? Where do you go? What are some of the tips that you have for keeping your teeth healthy? And we need to be prepared, because if more hogwash is sloshed all over us in the coming years, we want to make sure that we can go to the dentist without being discriminated against. I've got some healthy Americans that have active lawsuits against dentists for discrimination because they would not see them because they were breathing oxygen. I mean, think about that. You're going to the dentist who's going to be working inside your mouth, and they wanted you to wear something over your mouth. Yeah, makes perfect sense. Friends, before I tell you my crazy stories at the dentist, let me share with you a brief word from our sponsor. The rules of money are being rewritten right in front of our eyes. The institutions that control the financial system are not waiting, warning, or wishing. They are acting, buying gold and silver at an unprecedented pace. You probably have noticed that. They're preparing for something, but the question is, are you? For nearly a decade, Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of people protect their wealth with physical gold and silver. So you can get that shipped right to your door, friends. As the world shifts to hard assets, the window to act is closing. So let Noble Gold show you how simple it is to protect yourself and your family. While everyone else is reacting to the news, Noble Gold clients are positioned. They understand that when the rules change, you need assets that don't depend on the system. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com and download your free wealth protection kit. That is noblegoldinvestments.com. And I also want to let you know about this February bonus, where for qualified accounts, you will receive a free 3-ounce American Virtues Independence Silver Round. Check out all the details. I'll have a link for you in the description box, along with the disclaimer that every investment carries a risk. So get your questions answered by the experts at noblegoldinvestments.com. So I wanted to tell you about what happened to me. Oh my gosh, this is years ago when I was still working at the university. I was the director of teacher education at the University of California, Irvine, doing all of the professional development for K-12 teachers. And also I ran the English as a Second Language program and many other things. So I had health insurance back then, and I actually was on a dental plan. So I thought, well, this is a good time to go get my teeth cleaned. And I looked at the list of dentists that were available on this new plan, and I went to see, I'll just call him Dr. B. And he was in San Clemente. And I remember it was a small office, and I go into the office. This is long before dentists had a typical routine of wearing gloves and the mask. I know that dentists do that normally now, but I remember back in the day, they didn't really do that frequently. So my dentist is washing his hands at the sink in the little exam room, washing his hands, and he shakes off the water and he rubs his hands on his smock. Oh my gosh, my husband and I still crack up about this. I was so shocked. I had my mouth open, and did I see what I actually saw? Luckily, he was using instruments to check my teeth, but I was literally dumbfounded. And you know, I was younger back then, and I didn't really know how to stand up for myself like I do these days. And I never went back to that dentist, but it is kind of a funny story, if you can call it a funny story. Yeah, let me take a look now. Now, I will share with you another story in just a moment when I talk about root canals, because what I want to share with you are your comments. You had so many compelling comments about your experience at the dentist. In fact, I want to share my screen. I did a couple of these as a frame grab, and I will have them for you at peggyhall.substack.com. A quick little notice here, friends. A Substack is a blog, basically. It's free, and you can read my written comments. Now, all of my outgoing links, except for Noble Gold Investments, all of the outgoing links that might have controversial information, I keep over at my Substack. Why? Because YouTube can take down videos if they don't like the links. And keep in mind, if you're leaving links on a comment, in most cases, it's not going to show up because YouTube will also censor comments that have outgoing links because they want to censor that. They want to know where all of that information is going. So when I talk about, oh, I'll have a link for you, it's at my Substack, peggyhall.substack.com. Also, another tip is in the description box of the video, every video, not just mine, any video on YouTube, you can expand the description box. You click on the little word that says more, and that will give you information like where you can find my Substack and how you can contact me. And I'm so grateful for all of you that write to me at my snail mail address. All right, having said that, let's take a look at some of your comments, and we're going to talk about root canals, x-rays, all of the excessive things that might be unnecessary that dentists are requiring you to do, and then I will give you some solutions. I will bring you additional videos this week about good dentists. I've actually heard from some dentists that have reached out to me saying, hey, Peggy, not all of us are in this category of trying to upsell you and do the hard sell and give you all of these procedures that you don't need. There are some of us out here that are still doing good old-fashioned dentistry. So I want to highlight those dentists in an upcoming video, and I'm going to devote a separate video this week all about how to refuse x-rays and get away with it. Because that is the question that most of you ask me, Peggy, how can I see the dentist? They don't want to treat me if I don't do the x-rays. We'll talk about that separately because it needs its own deep dive. For now, take a look at this comment that came in from Mama Bear. My dentist has a large dish of hard candies on the counter to take on our way out. No carbs, no cavities. Isn't that amazing, friends? Does your dentist have that? I'm going to share with you a story of when I was a child and what I got on the way out from the dentist. I think a lot of dentists give toothbrushes and toothpaste from that contains fluoride, but how do you like them apples? Candy on the way out. Now, I've never really seen a piece of chocolate that I don't like, so I wouldn't be opposed to that, but it is rather ironic, wouldn't you say? All right, I want to share with you some of these comments. This came from Jeff Sims, a wonderful healthy American, said, I stopped going to dentists 20 years ago. They're taught to use best practices, and they reference this. Best for what? Generating revenue? Traumatizing folks? It's all part of Rockefeller medicine. Friends, I will do a deep dive on the Rockefeller medicine. Suffice it to say that the Rockefellers invested so much money in universities and medical schools and dental schools and veterinarian schools. And they all, of course, were trained to use pharmaceutical medicines and other interventions that really go contrary to some of the natural healing methods. I'm not a doctor, I'm not a dentist, I'm not a veterinarian, but I am a researcher and I am somewhat of a historian, and I will love to share this with you in an upcoming video, the facts that Rockefeller really changed the medical profession. Because back in the day, you had an apprentice, you had a doctor, and then you studied with that doctor. You trained under the doctor, you practiced alongside of the doctor, and you literally were an apprentice and you learned at that doctor's side. And now they have all sorts of horrible protocols where they make doctors do all of long hours where they're lacking in sleep. Oh, you really want a doctor at the emergency room to take care of you when they're lacking sleep and they've been up all night and doing these hours after hours after hours of on call and being at the hospital. It's so bizarre to me. It should be the exact opposite. Anyway, that will be a video for another day. What I want to do now is I'm going to come off the screen share and I want to share with you another Substack that I'm working on. That's called Better Than a Dentist. So I told you about my dentist washing his hands and then drying them off on his smock. And I was so dumbfounded. I never went back to that dentist. Luckily, I escaped unscathed. But I do have another more serious experience to share with you in just a moment. In fact, that was about a root canal. So I was in so much pain. Again, this is like 20 years ago. I had a very significant loss in my life and I was having fitful sleep and I was grinding my teeth in my sleep. And I woke up with such pain in my lower molar. And I thought, oh my gosh, I don't know what's going on here. I need to see a dentist right away. You know, that kind of excruciating pain. So my other dentist had retired That's a theme that I'm seeing from a lot of you is dentists retiring. I'll talk about that in a moment. And she was kind enough to recommend another dental practice because I called her and I said, Dr. Cindy, I am in such pain. I don't know what to do. And she said, well, go to these dentists. They're the ones that I recommend. They're the ones that are taking over my patients. So I paid $180. Okay, this is 20 years ago, almost 20 years ago, for an emergency exam. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's amazing. They can get me in tomorrow. This is incredible. Well, all they did was examine my teeth and they told me I had to make an appointment to actually get the treatment. And that appointment was going to be in 2 weeks. And I'm like, I am in excruciating pain. Why couldn't they have just done the treatment during the time that they did during the emergency exam? I was completely hoodwinked. They should have told me, you're just coming in for an assessment, because I would have gone elsewhere. And that's exactly what I did. I was in such pain, and I think they were going to cap the tooth and then determine whether or not it might have needed a root canal. Again, they didn't examine my teeth. They basically just talked to me about what they might do. I was dumbfounded. So I'm still shaking my head over this. So I ended up going to one of those walk-in dentist clinics, kind of in the, you know, not so good part of town. Let me know if you've ever been to one of those. I mean, it was, I had seen all the flyers coming into my mailbox. I guess they were trying to drum up clients. And when I walked in, it was sort of like a, you know, one of those dentist mills, I guess you could say. There were tons of dentists and tons of patients, and they were able to see me right away. So I'm like, this is fantastic. So the very young dentist said that I needed a root canal. I'd never had a root canal. I certainly didn't want one, but I was in such excruciating pain. And let me know if you've ever been in a vulnerable situation like that, that you're like, okay, whatever it is, I'm willing to go along with it. Little did I know that I was this brand new dentist's first root canal patient. Oh yes, this dental practice, the reason it was able to have so many patients is because it took the brand new dentist, and I'm talking brand new. I didn't know this until the dental assistant said something very strange to me. So I likely was suffering from a cracked filling now that I have had time to think about it. I don't think that I needed a root canal. I didn't have any pain in my jaw. It was an excruciating pain that would be back in the old days if you had a silver filling and you accidentally chewed on aluminum foil, you know what I'm talking about, only it was ongoing. So I didn't think I had any other options. So I knew something was terribly wrong. Actually, the procedure itself, I had no pain. I was completely numbed up. And I know that many of you are concerned about graphing oxide in Novocaine and other numbing agents. I haven't been able to find any evidence of that, not to say that it isn't, but as of now, I don't have evidence. If you have that, please email me, support@thehealthyamerican.org, or go on to the Substack and you can leave a comment there. So he had prepared my tooth for the crown and had done the root canal, and the dental assistant, she looked in my mouth and she said, and I quote, "You gotta be kidding me." I mean, that's what you want to hear at the dentist, the dental assistant looking in your mouth. She probably had seen a lot more root canals than this brand new dentist. And of course, I'm all numbed up and I've got padding and packing and, you know, drains and all that. And I'm kind of like, oh, what are you saying? Like, she goes, oh, no, nothing. Never mind. Like, you got to be kidding me is what I'm thinking. It, come to find out in subsequent years, he didn't prepare the tooth small enough for the crown to fit correctly. To this day, I have pain in this tooth with the root canal. I've had it looked at by the biological dentist who said you have no infection and it would be worst is worse than worse, for me to remove that tooth, and you're going to have a bridge and all these other things. I thought, you know, I don't like the fact that I had a root canal. I don't like the fact that I have a dead tooth, but I also don't like the fact of what the other potential choices are, because it's a tooth in the middle that could cause other problems. So anyway, 20 years later, I'm still trying to get relief from this sore tooth. The last dentist said your bite is off and adjusted it slightly. It did help somewhat. My other dentist, and I'm going to share that story with you in just a moment, did replace the crown with a better fitting crown because the crown just didn't fit. It was too big. And it resulted in the collapse of several of my teeth moving inward. All of my teeth on this side shifted inward because of this root canal debacle. So that's my story of the root canal. So I've got a Nimble Navigator says, I'll never go to another dentist again. I won't regale you with my horror stories, but I will recommend that if you must go to a dentist, then go to a biological dentist. They are the most up-to-date practitioners, whereas the others are still doing root canals, extractions without removing the periodontal ligament. That is probably what happened to me. I have this dead tissue that is just causing pain. Other should be obsolete practices. Nimble Navigator writes, if you have a toothache, use Crown Wellness chlorine dioxide. Now, I'm not giving you any advice. I'm telling you what people have done on their own. One drop in a small amount of water, swish vigorously around the tooth and swallow. Follow Peggy's advice. Thank you on how to take care of your teeth. Never get a root canal. If you can't heal the painful tooth, then extract it. Don't leave dead tissue in the mouth. It will eventually become infected and you won't know because the nerve is dead or gone. So that is one viewer's perspective on the root canals. Now, I did tell you about my amazing dentist in Orange County who never forced any of the protocols during all of the cooties hogwash. Not only that, but they were kind. They were very conservative in their procedures. In fact, I wanted to have something done because of these teeth that were, I wanted like a cosmetic thing. And he's like, just don't do it. Your teeth look fine. And that was my lovely, there were two dentists in this practice. And that was the lovely dentist that sadly passed away. And I only found out about this a few days ago. And he passed away just about a year ago in the spring of 2024. They were so kind and compassionate. I will never forget when my mom also went to the dentist, and in her last days, in her dying days, they were so kind and caring. They took extra time, complimented her on her outfit, made sure that everything was working well. It was the nicest, most compassionate care. I will never forget that. As a result, I recommended so many people to this dental practice. I'm not even mentioning it anymore because come to find out, the one dentist passed away suddenly and unexpectedly. And I do want to set the record straight. I don't know the facts of his passing. I drew a conclusion, perhaps hastily, in that he was in the medical field and medical practitioners were quite coerced into following these protocols that they may not want to have gone along with, or they may have believed in it. They never required any of this stuff from us when we were going there. So I can only surmise that a young, healthy dentist, I would say 40s, maybe 50 at the most, with two young daughters, would have died suddenly. And it, whatever the cause, it's a tragic scenario. And my heart goes out to his family and to his co-owner of the practice, who then sold the practice and retired. So I have no way of even getting in touch with her. And I just have let everyone know in a subsequent Substack that I don't have a dentist to recommend, but some of you do. And I'll do that in a follow-up video later this week with some of your recommendations and how to find a dentist. So that is the sad news that I wanted to share. And I do have that write-up in my Substack. And like many of you, I did have good dentists along the way, but many of them seem to have retired. So now that's like the second or third dentist that I've had that retired, and they weren't that old. So I have that in quotation marks, you know, retired, because was it that just they got tired of what, like the trends in the hard selling of procedures? You know, maybe they went to dental conferences or something, or they had to do their professional hours to keep their license intact. That's a topic for a whole nother day. They're, you know, ridiculous scenario of having to be licensed to offer these services. I think that shouldn't be required. So some medical practitioners felt compelled or coerced or threatened, and they may have gone along with these things, or not just the protocols that were inflicted, but other things, like I say, pushing all the fluoride treatments and this incessant need for x-rays and mouth guards. I have a whole list of things. So I want to give your recommendations. And many of you replied. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of comments. And I just wanted to pull out a couple of them. And this was on my video called Never Going to the Dentist Again. So please read that. But I do want to talk about the dentists that are pressuring you for the excessive x-rays, the root canals, the crowns, the fillings, the night guards, the bleaching trays, and all of that. And I wanted to set the record straight on one more point that I made in a previous video. I recommended a YouTube dentist called Dr. Ellie, and she has several videos about never going to the dentist, never needing to get a professional cleaning, all that kind of stuff. And I did leave a caveat that I couldn't vouch for what she was saying, and I hadn't really watched her videos too closely, but they pop up all the time. So interestingly, there are some healthy Americans that were aware of her videos, and they were shocked to find out that Dr. Ellie recommends fluoride toothpaste. So I want to read Pure UO Artificial writes, I go to a biologic dentist. They're usually conservative and avoid many of the toxicities as they can. Dentistry is toxic in general. And now they're putting graphene oxide. Now, I can't vouch for that. She writes, only a few dentists are safe. So make sure that only a few of the numbing agents are safe. So make sure that it is a safe brand. I recommend, even as a formal dental assistant, to not utilize the dentist unless absolutely necessary. The same with all other doctors, even if you find a good and honest one. And then she says, Dr. Ellie is an advocate for fluoride. While she has some good ideas, a lot of them aren't so much. Be careful of mold forming in a water pick. Use colloidal silver in it or structured water. So it's a longer comment that I'll have for you in the Substack. And she did, so I want to leave that for you to read. Other people have said that they have followed Dr. Ellie's protocol successfully, but I just wanted to let you know, as always, do your own research, your own due diligence. So there we have it. Valeria says, my dentist died 3 months after the rollout. He had beat prostate cancer 10 years prior, had a clean bill of health, and was ready to sell and retire. With no warning, he got turbo cancer. He had no symptoms, but at his checkup, he was already at advanced stage 4 and his body was riddled. It was very sad. He was amazing. That was so tragic. So sorry to hear these stories. Jay Blue said, a similar thing happened to me. I had a great dentist for decades who retired right when the great hogwash hit. He sold his business to a nut job who went all in on the absurd protocols, which has left me without a dentist for 5 years. How could someone go through all the hard science courses in dental school and then still believe everything else that they were told by the health officials? He said, it's a mystery to me. Let's talk about these unnecessary procedures. So Water Tiger says, oh my gosh, Peggy, your video is so timely. I live in the Phoenix metro area and the dentists here are like used car salespeople. They sell you things that you don't need. I haven't been to the dentist for 2.5 years. I'm going to a new one in June and I put them on notice that I don't play. I love that. I'll never trust another dentist again. So let me ask you this, friends. Remember back in the day, well, back in my day, when I was a child, it seemed like everybody was getting their tonsils out. Do you remember that? And kids were excited because it meant they get to eat ice cream. Well, I never got my tonsils out, thank goodness. Again, my mom was a nurse. She was an RN in the emergency room. So she was more about trauma medicine, not the merry-go-round of, you know, medical, ongoing medical procedures and pharmaceuticals and all of that. So she did not go along with any of that stuff. So I did not get my tonsils out. I did get my wisdom teeth out. I'm going to tell you about that in just a moment. But think about it now, or when I think about it now, what is the role of tonsils? They're supposed to be a part of your immune system. We still don't know if there's an immune system and exactly how it functions, but this is the language that we have. And ostensibly, the tonsils are supposed to trap bacteria, pathogens, and what have you. It's kind of the first line of defense so that it doesn't go through your throat and into your body and the rest of your system. And apparently there are a lot of white blood cells there that can fight off infection, if indeed that is how all of this works. Let's just assume that for a moment. So now doctors are going to see that children have infected tonsils. Well, that's because they're doing their job. Removing your tonsils because they have bacteria is like getting rid of your defective vacuum cleaner because it's vacuuming up all of the dirt on your floor. That's the only analogy I could think of. Let me know if you have a better one. So luckily, I still have my wisdom teeth, I still have my tonsils. But the other thing that was happening, along with children getting like a metal rod in their spine for scoliosis, like at the age of 13. Huh. Did you try fixing your posture first? Topic for another day. So it seemed like that was all the rage back in the day. These scoliosis, you know, they were in a body brace like for months and then they could never bend over. And sadly, that's still happening as I hear it. And children are still developing, 13, 14 years old. They haven't even matured yet. And that's around the time they wanted to take out the wisdom teeth and they wanted to take out the tonsils. Now, sadly, I guess, I mean, I wish I still had my wisdom teeth. If that's what they're for, wisdom and growth and transformation and knowledge and all of that. So I had mine taken out around the age of 16. Why? Did God make a mistake? I didn't have any pain. My teeth were not crowded. In fact, I have empty spaces where those teeth should be. And, you know, my parents, God bless them, probably just listened to the dentist. Speaking of the dentist, I had a lot of teeth filled as a child. And afterwards, I'd be led down this hallway and there was a drawer, a bottom drawer at the height for a child, where you would open it up and there'd be all sorts of prizes, like little toys and games and puzzles and suckers and all that kind of stuff. So you could have a parting gift. I remember that so vividly. That shows what an impact that made. And it's like I had to be bribed to go to the dentist to get my little toy at the end. Many of you wrote and said, I don't even know if these fillings were legit. Who knows? I mean, did your parents go and look and say, and, you know, prove to me my child has a filling, has a cavity that needs to be filled? And of course, my teeth were filled with all the silver things. And then I was told that was toxic. So I had that removed. And then I was told removing them was toxic. So I just did the best I could at the time. But here are some things that you guys brought up that I think is really worth looking at. Root canals, as I talked about, night guards. Now I do grind my teeth. And my dentist gave me a night guard. But what troubles me about the night guard is this. It's made of plastic. And boy, oh boy, when you take those things off, hoo-wee, you're not getting any oxygen to your teeth. What happens when there's a lack of oxygen? Bacteria breeds. Gee willikers. Wouldn't that be weird if you got a night guard and then you started getting cavities? Just asking, YouTube. Just asking. All right. The crowns, the fillings, the bleaching trays, the excessive x-rays that I'm going to cover in an upcoming video, the deep cleanings where they tell you that you need to have your four quadrants, you know, like at $2,500 a pop and they want to knock you out or something. I don't know. I'm not a dental assistant and I'm not a dentist, but I'm not so sure about that one either. Okay. Heather O'Neill says, I have totally noticed that I'm done after the dentist I used to go to who always tried selling me on night guards and other stuff I didn't really need. He gave my child a root canal without saying anything to me first. Then he really messed up on one of my teeth after a filling. I'm convinced that our bodies, our teeth can heal themselves after having that happen from using a good tooth powder. So several people said tooth powder, tooth soap is good to use. You'll have to read all the comments because, as I say, there are hundreds of them. And if you go to the Substack, peggyhall.substack.com, you can see the wonderful things that people have left. I'm just pulling out a few highlights here. Ellen says, what I notice above all else is the dental office's incessant push for routine x-rays. I understand that they want to see if there are hidden cavities or infections, but if a patient says no to constant x-rays, the dentist should respect that. Can I get an amen, friends? It's our bodies, not theirs. And it's our wallets that pay for it, not theirs. Have you been told, friends, that, oh, you know, it's very low dosage of radiation? Uh-huh. Yeah, I see. Jennifer says, I was surprised that they didn't tell you that you needed a deep cleaning for the extra cost for the quadrants. This happens so much. She writes, don't fall for it. Be sure you find a dentist that educates the patient about biofilm. Be a wise consumer. The rubber wheel and polish is not a true cleaning, and it is the most superficial procedure ever. Hand scaling to get the enamel glassy smooth is the only way to remove tartar and have healthy teeth and gums. This is what Jennifer says. The dentist or hygienist should be double and triple checking their work. Just how they were taught in the hygiene school in the 1980s. All right, let me give you a couple other options that you have mentioned. So some people go to Mexico to get their dental care. And I have dear friends of mine who have done the same. Now, even if you don't live in California or Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, some people fly to Mexico. And it's cheaper to fly to Mexico and get excellent dental care, so I'm told, without doing it in the United States. Char says, my husband was quoted $5,000 for dental work. A friend recommended one in Cancun, who she sees, who charges $1,200 for the same procedure. The dentist says most of his patients are from the United States. He was amazing. Just go to Mexico. Hey, that sounds good to me. A vacation in Cancun. I've never been. It sounds, why don't we do a healthy American dental trip to Cancun? Oh my gosh. Here's one. Sharon said you can get free dental care. It's called, and I want you to write this down if it applies to you, friends, Mission of Mercy. Dental clinics are in many states one or more times a year, free dental care. Thank you, Sharon. Thank all of you. I am so grateful for my Healthy American community. This is so, I mean, I learned so much from you, friends. I am not an expert in dental care. I'm only telling you what I've done, the mistakes I've made, and mistakes I want to avoid in the future. So here, many are recommending the biological dentist. I can't vouch for that myself, but again, research to see if that's valid and the right fit for you. So Mark says about 15 or maybe 20 years ago, they insisted they wanted to do it ASAP to have my wisdom teeth removed because they would be coming in anytime now. Well, here I am, and they haven't even budged a millimeter. So another dollar grab. Sometimes I wonder if there are a few dentists out there who just like to find things to do, cause a little pain, along with getting paid a fortune to do that. I'm sure that's not many, but some may want the money. Mona says, use Dr. Schultz mouthwash and throat spray. It has always worked wonders for her in the cold and flu season. Thank you for that recommendation. I'm definitely going to try that. Many of you talked about different essential oils. Again, I can't educate you on that, but you can do your educational research to see if the essential oils, clove or others, there are specific ways that you could use those products. Urban Backyard Farmer, love that name, says, I do a light primary brushing followed by flossing. Interestingly, some of my subscribers said they don't do flossing because that they find that abrasive, so they prefer the water pick. And then we also had our reminder to make sure that that water's clean and you don't have any mold growing. That's the water. I love the water pick. Urban says, I follow that with a toothbrushing with a paste that I make on my own, which contains coconut oil, baking soda, pearl powder. I've never heard of that. Amazing. And bentonite clay. I follow up with the water pick. I do not go to the dentist. I went a few years ago and my dentist said, there's nothing to clean your teeth. They're perfect. I love that. I'm going to look into that blend. And then Sharon said again, oil of oregano healed the mouth and avoided a tooth extraction. So I just want to thank all of you for being on board in our Healthy American family. This is why I do what I do. I want all of us to live healthy. That's why it's called the Healthy American, but naturally, without all of these unnecessary or excessive interventions. Some may be necessary from time to time, but I love that we support each other, and we do so here on YouTube and then also on the Substack. I want to specifically thank those of you who have thanked me through a paid subscription on Substack. You can get all of the information. It's published for everyone, but those of you that do pay are invited to a monthly private complimentary webinar. And this is done, and it's also recorded if you can't make it live. And I often have guest speakers. We can speak in an uncensored manner. And you also get access to the interviews and private webinars that I've done with Dr. Sam Bailey, Dr. Amanda Vollmer, Christine Massey, and others. So that's available for you as well. And that is coming up this Saturday. Thank you for resubscribing, liking, sharing, commenting. That really helps me get the message out to more people. All right, everybody, have a wonderful evening, and I look forward to seeing you in tomorrow's broadcast.